I wanna be where you are. will do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be grateful. My God. Yeah. Grateful I had somebody in the background who could put the music on while we were having some technical difficulties. Grateful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look here, y'all. It is Friday. Friday. Praise Break Friday, March the 17th, 2017. and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, I'm excited. I'm glad to be here. My brother in the studio, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Daniel King, alongside my brother in ministry, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir?
Yes, sir.
Man, what's going on with you, Doc?
Just didn't get paid.
It's funny you said that. But it is Friday, man. We have a great show for you. Today's conversation is going to be good, right? Y'all ready for this? Five ways to create passion on your worship team. Five ways to create passion on your worship team. That's going to be the topic of conversation today. I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. But let me give you all the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, via your mobile device, just push one and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you are listening via blogtalkradio.com, simply go and simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are listening, there we go. Okay, get that right there. Yep, there it is. If you are on social media, you can follow us on social media, Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can follow us there for all news and updates about what's going on with the show. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can
tweet the show.
Really? That was a bad Henderson impersonation. Your voice ain't high enough.
Tweet.
Yeah, now you look flat. But you can follow us on Twitter at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show on Twitter at TTLO Radio. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running right now. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Also, Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. You can find us right there, Ustream.tv. We would love to hear from you that way as well. What else we got? iTunes, the podcast. You can download the podcast. Simply go to your iTunes account, do a search for the podcast, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Divine. You will find us there. Man, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
And
I feel like Tootsie Roll today.
Okay.
I feel like Tootsie Roll, y'all. Tootsie Roll. Hey, I feel like getting it in today, man.
See, you ain't no good, because see, what happens is you say this stuff, and then I want to go look for the song and play it, and then I'm going to get in trouble for playing the song. See, that's how you do. It's called the send-off mission. That's what it is. But guess what? I ain't going today. You ain't getting me in trouble today. I will not be going today, because you on the tootsie roll. That's old. Let me see it.
See? I'm going to get out, y'all. I'm going to break it down, y'all.
You will not.
Tell me y'all didn't do the backwards tootsie roll and all that. Well,
you will not get me in trouble today. No.
I don't care how old you were. No. I seen senior citizens doing tootsie roll. They weren't rolling, but they was tootsie.
No, I will not. I'm not. Not today.
They weren't rolling at all, boy. They were just tootsie. Tootsie.
I ain't going with you today.
Yeah.
I ain't going. I'm not. Nope. We're not going today.
Anybody want to see me tootsie roll, say go ahead.
They don't.
Just say go ahead, y'all. If y'all want to see me tootsie roll, go ahead. Just say go ahead. We don't have to play the music. I got the music already in my head. I don't need the music playing because we ain't getting in trouble today. But I'm just going to tootsie roll.
Help us, Lord, please. On today. Yeah, we not.
Kwani. I need a couple of more. See, I'm warming up in the chair. I'm stretching. You know, this since it's Praise Break Friday, and they didn't change the shout so much in the church. I'm gonna show y'all how to shout by doing tootsie roll. So we can play shouting music and our tootsie roll with that. Yeah.
Tanya says,
"Oh boy,
she has people listening to the show right now, and that the show don't sound very, very Christian. They want to know if this is GCI they listening to."
No, this is TTLO.
I'm gonna let Cornelius answer that question.
TTLO.
By the grave.
First of all,
that was quick for them to respond. I tell
I know,
you,
right? It
was that show was quick for them to respond.
See, she had the school, you know, and got people in the room listening from the computer, and you know, they probably listening to try to, you know, and if it's their first time listening, they probably a little confused as to what's really going on.
That's a praise break on the inside.
They say they can't tell. Well, let me put it to you like this. First of all, if they're listening, this is to those that are listening.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And it's your first time listening.
Here we go.
Okay, yes, this is a Christian radio show. Yes, we have fun on this Christian radio show.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to sit here and pray for 90 minutes. No, we're not going to preach for 90 minutes. And no, we're not going to give a Bible study lesson for 90 minutes. What you will find is that we're going to give you some good information. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time. Because as quiet as it's kept, I guarantee you, that when Jesus wasn't breaking bread and saving souls, when him and the disciples was just chilling in the midday hour, somebody was cracking a joke in the room.
Yeah.
I promise you, they wasn't all day serious, all day, every day. So if you think this is supposed to be that type of radio show, then no. No. Now, they do have those available where you just want to sit there and hear people chant. Right. And hear people chant and just read scripture for 90 minutes. This ain't that. So, but we appreciate you listening. Whoever's listening along with our producer, we appreciate you. We're
bless
really
your
good.
Bones.
Right. Thank you. Bless you. You're doing your best, Henderson, today, ain't you?
Hello.
But we do appreciate you listening. We do. But yeah, so anyway, so what happened, man? What's going on with you?
Man, listen, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
Banquet time, man. Church banquet. Church banquet.
Okay,
man.
What time?
5 o'clock is the reception.
Where?
At the church, 746 East 75th Street.
Uh-huh.
Man, we upstairs in our banquet facility area, which I got to give big ups to Deacon. I got Marnitha, Sister Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they really did it up, man. It looks very nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
If it was much more space, you would think that you was actually in a banquet hall.
Wow.
So they making it look nice, man. I'm excited.
Now, did you all sell tickets or is it just
open?
Yeah,
we sold tickets. $25 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Basic banquet food.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Ernest Ledbetter.
Okay.
The third. Yeah. You know, it's a blessing to have him because he's in his anniversary
he's
week.
In the midst of his anniversary
yeah.
week, right?
Yeah.
All y'all
so,
kind of bumping heads right
yeah,
now.
But,
yeah,
so this is my church anniversary. But for him to take time off
of his anniversary.
He's celebrating.
Yeah.
He's coming to party with us.
That's good.
And so I'm excited for that. I'm very excited, man.
And then who's preaching on Sunday?
No one. So I strategically did it this way to give us a break for this Sunday.
Okay.
So we had the banquet Friday night, and then come Sunday morning, get them a good service, good worship, and get out of there, go spend time, go home, relax,
mm-hmm.
and then we're closing out on the 26th. So it was strategic how we did that.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I said this, when you don't have, you know your capacity, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know your capacity. You don't want to burn them to the point that the ones that's faithful, the 20% doing 80% of the work.
Right.
You don't want that 20% go down to 10%.
Okay, gotcha.
And so it's a blessing, man. I'm excited for it, man. To be honest with you.
60 years, that's a long time,
60
man.
Years,
that's
man.
A long time.
60 years.
That's a long time to be in ministry.
Actually, before I was even born.
Yeah.
And so, and then I have one mother probably was there 50 of those years.
50 out of 60.
Yeah.
It's always good, man, when you're celebrating church anniversary and you have those people who are still around, who were there at the inception.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know
and they're still going strong.
And still going strong. Like,
yeah.
You know, Pat, like when this year will be our 45th anniversary here at Kingdom. And Pastor Miller has been there since the
wow.
beginning. You know, he marched in.
And he's still alive.
And still alive and active.
And active,
still
yeah.
teaching the new members class.
Wow.
Show up at every Bible study.
Wow.
At the church before anybody else get here. At 84 years old.
Man, that's awesome, man.
And look, and still know how to raise an offer.
And you know, honestly, I look at my mother Fleming, and she go like she's a teenager, like she's a
mm-hmm.
young, and I appreciate that because she could be at the point that I don't want to go. She drop off, pick up
mm-hmm.
people,
mm-hmm.
and I mean she does all. But listen, man. My mother Fleming, 70 plus years of age, guess what she's doing? She's doing the West Side Challenge.
Is that who you?
Man, listen here. I'm strolling.
I was going to ask you about that. I saw you. So let's tell people what the West Side Challenge
okay,
is.
Okay, so West Side Challenge is on Facebook.
Okay.
West Side, South Side, whatever side of town you're from, you're given what you remember back in the day.
From growing up on the West Side.
From growing up on the West Side.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just going through my news thread.
Uh-huh.
I see Ophelia Flemings.
Uh-huh.
I'm so West Side. Watch this, y'all. I remember when Mercy C. Not Seat.
Uh-huh.
Mercy C.
Uh-huh.
Was on Pulaski and Roosevelt.
Wow.
I flatlined. Number one, you butchered the church. You can tell she my member.
Yeah. So not Mercy Seat.
Not Mercy Seat.
But Mercy
C.
C.
I died.
I'm done.
And then she did about two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here like, I just know this is not real. Like, somebody done hacked your account. But then I had to go back. This is the same mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out. I had a Michael Kors watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the Michael Kors watch was laid on the table.
Oh, Lord.
And mother was walking past.
Uh-huh.
And it caught her attention.
Uh-huh.
She looked down. She said, Pastor?
Uh-huh.
Who gave you that Martin Luther King watch? Because it had the MK on that. Man, listen, I died, man. I died.
What am I supposed to say for that? See, then if I say something.
You can't make that up. Man, I kid you that. You can't make that up. And so, man, she said mercy. When she said mercy, see, I had to go back and look. I said, okay. Maybe she was just trying to abbreviate.
Uh-huh.
No,
uh-huh.
She wasn't, because there's no C in seat.
Uh-huh.
She just said mercy seat.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here like, Lord have mercy. And so she had me laughing. So, and you know, she's a Facebook. She'll go on your page,
uh-huh.
and she'll type some stuff that you say, okay, mama. I get what you're trying to say, but you really said something else.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like a preacher take his text.
Mm-hmm.
And his subject, but his sermon wasn't nothing about that text that he took.
Mm-hmm.
He was all the way left. And mama good at but you know, at the end of the day, it serves my heart good to know that she's keeping up with technology.
Yes, that is good.
That's what I look at. Because sometimes I'm thinking, okay, mama, who doing this for you?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she'd be at the church on her phone. Facebook, and then she got a ringtone
mm-hmm.
that I know for a fact she couldn't possibly
mm-hmm.
download it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about I can't fault her on that one, because I don't believe that she gonna have that. I can't even say it. It's treacherous.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Oh my God. But you know, I love my mother, and She's my go-to. She's that one that
mm-hmm.
listen. No matter what, she's in the heart of it. She's in the mix of it. And so her grandson goes say, Pastor, stop talking about my grandmother. I said, listen, Nick, I fell out when I seen that. He gonna come back. I did too.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. So you got that coming up. That's good.
Yeah.
We have our men's day
yes,
this weekend.
Yeah.
So come by if you're free tomorrow. Can we do some breakfast?
Okay.
We got Men's Day prayer breakfast tomorrow. Look, if you're in Chicago, we got a whole lot of food.
Wow.
Trust me when I tell y'all. And we talk about for real breakfast. We ain't talking about that for play breakfast. We talk about some grits, some eggs, some ham, some bacon, some sausage. For you healthy people, it might be one turkey sausage laying around.
Oh,
it might be one.
I wish I could stop
some
by.
Biscuits. You know, some stuff like that,
man.
and all of that good stuff.
Allega serve gonna go with that, man.
We know what? I go get you some
Allega
serve.
If you bring you some Allega serve,
but you know what? First of all, Allega serve is really only for homemade biscuits.
You can't put
a Hungry Jack in Allega serve.
You ain't telling no tale.
Because a Hungry Jack an Allega serve will destroy a Hungry Jack.
Yes, sir.
You need one of them old school buttermilk. Can I go ahead and say it? One of them old school buttermilk hoe cakes.
Yes, sir.
That's what you
need. Yes, sir. I don't know nothing about no hoe cakes now.
That's what
you woke me up.
That's what you need for that Allega serve.
Yes, sir.
See, that's grown folks, sir.
Woo!
See, you baby, y'all, those of you who was born, you know,
that
after,
one about no whole cakes,
y'all
man.
Was born in the 90s. Y'all only know Miss Butterworth.
Yep.
And Log Cabin.
Man, listen here.
That's all y'all know.
Man, listen. it was not like an a la conserve sandwich.
Come on now.
Get
come on
two
now.
Two pieces of bread. Pour that a la conserve. That and it is. Lord have mercy. Boy, I tell you.
They don't know nothing about
you know,
that.
Now, have you ever tasted with some chicken?
No, see, now you
No, know. No, I'm dead serious
can't
now.
Can't do it.
Woo!
I can't do the chicken and waffle thing, so that's why I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you do chicken and honey?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I like my fried chicken fried, right? And then maybe some Uncle Remus sauce.
Man,
I can't do.
Man, listen,
yeah.
That a la conserve, man.
Yeah,
you,
that, but that a la conserve is real. I haven't had any in years,
if
though.
You bring, hey, I was sacrificed because I'm going to the church early, but I don't pass. Now, one meal I don't pass up.
Now, let me ask you about this. Do you, and I'm going to move on because, you know, we can talk. We get to talking about food on here, and then we be in trouble because we talk about food all day. But do you remember syrup used to come in a little can? And it's called Sock'em syrup.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, I'm going to mess with some folk now. See, there's this can. It looked like a can. It come like in a paint can almost. Looked like
oh
a little can
God.
Of paint then.
Yes, sir.
And you have to pop it open like you would a can of paint, right?
Yes, sir.
But in this here container.
Talk, man. Talk.
Sock'em syrup.
Sock'em.
Now, you're talking about some thick stuff. That's the can you hold a container up like, and it just.
Sock'em syrup is like glue.
Ain't it?
It's like
it's,
glue.
It's that thick now.
It's man, it's thicker than government cheese.
Man,
and you know that's thick. Sock'em syrup is thicker than government cheese.
Hey.
Now you know that. Uh-oh. How about some Bear Rabbit? Burr Rabbit?
Who said that?
Dana, that's a California thing. We in Illinois.
Who said that?
Dana Miller.
Okay, she, all right. We're going to pray for her. We don't know nothing about that. Burr Rabbit.
Yeah, Burr.
I don't know.
Barabbas?
Right, we know Barabbas. Look at that. And we choose
okay.
Barabbas.
Oh, Megan said a la conserve and some salmon.
Ooh.
And what? Biscuits. A la conserve with salmon, mm-hmm. biscuits, and rice.
Mm-hmm.
With a la conserve. Oh, my God.
No.
Somebody called you old, though, Dana.
Hey, I embrace my 46.
Somebody called you old.
I embrace 46. Let me say this without sounding too vain. I'm going to sound vain anyway. I look wonderful for 46.
Yes,
y'all can
sir.
Keep it moving. So anyway, talking about I'm old. Yes, I am. I am. I am. But let's move on. Let's move on. So anyway, yes, we got Men's Day prayer breakfast tomorrow morning. It's absolutely free. We aren't asking for no money. If you want to leave a donation, you can. But we're not asking. There's no money. Don't cost you nothing to eat. Just come over, hang, socialize, fellowship with us. Saturday morning from ten till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's normally till about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then Sunday morning we celebrate our Men's Day. I just had the theme in front of me. Let me read that real quick. Where'd that theme go? Men's Day celebration tomorrow is the theme is Men in Step with God.
Okay.
Men in Step with God. They're using Psalm 37 and 23. But that's the theme is Men in Step with God. So that's tomorrow. Saturday morning is prayer breakfast. Sunday, March 19th, is the morning service. And then at 3 p.m. is the musical.
Is that A Good Man Steps Are Ordered by the Lord?
No, this is the one Steps Firm About Step. It's not the Steps That Are Ordered by the Lord.
Okay.
It talks about firm steps and some. I don't know. I didn't come up with the thing. I believe. It's talking about the steps of it's not the ordered steps. I know that ain't
okay,
it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It says, boom. It says the steps. Oh yeah, it is. I'm sorry. My bad.
All right.
It's, yeah, see, there we go. The good steps of man are ordered by the Lord and he delights in his way. Absolutely. My
Amen.
Bad. Yeah, so that is the one. My bad. So yeah. But yeah, so that's what it is. So we got that. So Sunday afternoon is the musical at 3 o'clock. It's gonna be the Kingdom Men's choir. And then there's also going to be we have a bunch of guest male choruses
okay.
and some as my mama would say that hip slapping choral music
now
you know
man,
where they keep repeating the same line over and over again
oh,
didn't
yeah.
he do it for Jesus
yes sir
didn't he do it for Jesus
yes sir
didn't he do it for Jesus
yes sir
did, I, you know I really have
yes,
never, I've never liked that music.
Seriously, I've never liked that.
It's like, how long? You've been to some churches and they sing it for 10 minutes.
Man, for real. Hey, you go to the washroom, come back, they still sing it.
Didn't you do it for Jesus?
I messed up.
I messed up.
Right. It's like,
yes,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm good on that. So yes,
I made step. I made step. Now I made. I mean, now we. Now we're going Christian.
Right.
I made a step. I made a step. I made a step. I'll come in. I got something new for y'all.
Oh, God. Oh,
I start stepping in the name of love. Stepping, step. So what if they march? What if the men march in to the original bus stop?
See what I'm saying, y'all?
I'm just saying.
You see what I'm saying? This is,
hey,
I did something wrong at some point.
Hey, that would be dope, man.
This stat
listen
over here.
Hey, can y'all imagine? Hey, they would turn the church upside down if they come in to the original bus stop.
See what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the original.
See what I'm saying?
And they come with a different dance to it.
I can't.
No, everybody can't do the same moves anymore.
I can't. I can't with you. I can't. You.
Hey, but you know what I love about looking at male choir?
What's that?
Because it's always that one man don't know none of the words.
Don't wait. Don't know the words. And this is when you find out that black folk really ain't got that much rhythm.
There you go.
Because there's always one brother over here, the beat going like this, and he over here like...
Hey, but he thinks he's sharp too.
He cast clean, baby. See over here, the marching in process.
Oh, so they are gonna march in.
They do march.
Wait a minute.
The marching in process is always a treat. Because you find out who ain't got no rhythm.
Ah.
Everybody going to the right and to the left. You got this one dude that's kind of like. And then you know the ones who, you know, still got some club tendencies.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Now, anybody mind? Why you always rolling in this seat?
Hey, I don't care what, it's always one just overdo it, man. He can put a little roll in or something, lick his lip or something.
That was you? That was you
coming down the aisle. But I told you. Hey, I told y'all there was going to be march. I didn't know nothing about a march.
What men's day do you know don't march down the aisle?
I know,
that's the one day for men to actually show out. And even the oldest ones.
It's their time to shine.
Cain and all. They will come down there. Look. Cain, step. Cain, step. They don't care.
Y'all don't want to miss that. I'm talking about.
Hey,
how you see in a men's choir that they always bumping into each other?
It's because of that one dude.
It's that one dude
in the middle.
Oh, and then go pat him. Oh, you get it. Good job. You get it next time.
See, when I used to sing in the choir with the men, and the dude would be next to me, and he'd be bumping me, I'd grab him. Until he get it. Like, look, you is not finna be keep bumping into me.
Can you imagine that director? Just wait, boy.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah. Be like, look, don't you see me going this way over here? Look, how come you can't go this way and then go this way?
Hey, they gonna get it in. I'm telling y'all, hey, it ain't nothing like.
Of course, you brother need to join forces and lead the church.
Oh,
Lord, who is that?
Oh, okay. To God be the
Anonymous.
Glory.
Okay.
To God be the glory. Listen, I'm telling y'all this. It'd be amazing. It's amazing. Hey. And you know, back in the day,
uh-huh.
The number one song
uh-huh.
was I Made a Step.
What's
for me in the day.
Really?
I made a step.
I ain't never heard of that. What song is
for
that?
For real. It's a quartet. I made a step.
Okay.
And man, everybody, and then they do this. They do the dip with it. Boy, I promise you, man, listen, it ain't nothing like trying to put some mechanics into a song with a bunch of men. I promise you. You got somebody going to always snake.
I really don't.
Somebody always going to snake.
Y'all know what the men's day used to look like over at Greater St. John,
hey,
right?
Listen.
Because this one right here.
I learned the moves from the deacons over Greater St. John. They have some the coolest deacons in the world. I'm talking about, man, listen here. When they get through singing that hymn, they just drop the mic. pray.
I'm done.
I'm talking about Deacon hit it so hard, the church be gone.
Right.
And he know he got him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about so cool. I mean, this man so cool, he hitting you so hard. I'm talking, go ahead, Deacon, because you don't hear it often. It's like once a year. It's like old school Sunday. And as soon as he finished, he know he got him where he wanted. He was that type of deacon that he's not going to stop until he know he got you.
Uh-huh.
And when he got you, that's when he cut it off. But then when he cut it off, he's so cool with his cut off. Pray. I'm talking about he could go from here to pray. And he's one of the cleanest deacons in the world.
I really don't know what to say behind none of that.
I made a step.
However.
I'm off B2.
Yeah.
I made a step.
That's how they be. Anyway, so yeah, if you got time, so you don't have anything going on Sunday, y'all. It's chill day at first.
I'm gonna come by and check you out.
Come by, Sunday afternoon.
Now, if you see me under the pew,
laugh
because I get it in.
No. You can't come up and laugh because if you laugh, then I'm gonna laugh, and then I'm gonna be the one getting in trouble. You going back to your church? They already said I'll be making faces and laughing anyway. So I might sit in the balcony on Sunday, so can't nobody see my face.
It's gonna be good laughter.
It is. It's always funny.
Man, let me just tell you this.
What you got?
I was laughing so hard. The secret agents of Trump grandkids.
The what? Oh, the
Secret Service agents. Secret Service. I said something wrong.
Secret Service.
Okay, they agents too.
Well, you said secret agents.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
They could go either way.
Go ahead.
So Trump grandson
mm-hmm.
was asleep in an awkward way. They took a selfie.
What? I'm sure they fired now, right?
They under investigation.
They're fired, right?
Yeah.
For posting the selfie. Yeah. See?
At first, they said it was abusive, right?
Uh-huh.
They called this abusive.
Right.
So I'm thinking...
Yeah.
Before I read the article, I thought that they pitched him apart.
Yeah, did something to him. They just took a picture.
Man, they took the man said the way the kid was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was slobbing mm-hmm. or just sleeping on unorthodox
way.
So
they took a picture of them.
They took a picture.
And now they fired.
Man, listen.
They finna be fired or transferred to some bogus area in the country.
Man, for real.
Finna be sent to Willow.
We shall overcome.
Finna be sent to Willow Creek, Iowa.
Oh, they out of here. They out of here because you know once you get fired from them, you're done.
Yeah,
you're done.
Welcome to security at Walmart.
Man, I laughed so hard. I said, man, how are they gonna take a selfie of this man's grandkids?
That's you can't. And then post it.
And man, I mean,
if you're gonna do it, keep that to yourself.
But I don't.
And then save it for 8 years.
Now, they didn't say how it got out. Now I start thinking, okay, maybe they do a random check.
Are they phones?
Or they phones without them even knowing it.
Yeah, that's possible.
And they've probably seen it.
That's possible.
But man, that's crazy. Under investigation, and they call that abusive.
Danny Hazel. Let me go through some of these names on here because I can't. Let me go all the way back down through here. Let's see here, y'all. Good morning. Oh man, I done missed some of the names. It's gone. Let's see. Cynthia Washington. God bless you. Joan Morris. Terrence Wilburn. What's going on? Yolanda King, what's going on? Miss Kwani Lawson, God bless you. Michelle Dixon, Rowena Sanders, Francis Bowman, Cheryl Wells, April Knox. What's up, Austin in the house? Felicia Martin, Dana Miller, Michelle Dixon, Anitra Howard. I'm not reading all that middle stuff in your name. Danny Carpenter, Megan Ishop.
Ish
Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rose Hopper. Let's see. Kimberly Smith. Let's keep going. With a gallon of water. What is she saying? Okay, I don't even know what that means.
No, she's talking about
with the syrup.
With the syrup.
Okay, Bishop Bruce Martin.
Bless you, International Presiding.
Of what?
Grace Global Fellowship International.
It's too many of them things for me. I can't understand. Let's see here. Who else we got? Joan Morris, I think I called your name already. Let's see. Make sure I didn't miss nobody. Cynthia Washington, what's going on? And the good prophet Cornelius Williams is on with us.
Oh my God, prophet!
Hey, prophet! Hey, man,
what's going on, man?
We have more questions about the book, Doc. We have some
Hold
more
on,
questions.
But come prophet, on. Do you like Alaka syrup, man?
You know what? See,
I just want to know, man.
See,
do you like some Alaka syrup?
See, you just can't.
No, I just.
You just got it. You just got to keep pushing the envelope, don't you?
It wouldn't be me.
You just.
Watch it. All you have to do is take the B off Bishop. Bishop.
What?
Okay. Her name, Megan.
Oh, okay. So that is her name.
Bishop.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you. Look,
I told you.
Thank you for the correction.
Look at Prophet. Oh, yes, I do. On my biscuits. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. That's good. So anyway, y'all, we got that stuff going on this weekend. If you have time to stop by any one of these locations, please feel free to do so, man. We look forward to seeing y'all and all that good stuff. So, man, real quick, I want to bring up the little sad news. What we had to, did you hear about the little 3-year-old kid that got shot yesterday?
No.
In the house. 3-year-old.
I did.
Somebody playing with a gun.
Playing with the gun.
Somebody playing with in Inglewood.
Yeah. I seen that.
I'm going to say this because this is why we have so much this is why there's such a huge issue with guns. I have no problem with people owning firearms. Uh-huh. I am a Second Amendment dude to the end. You are not taking my guns from me. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying this as a responsible gun owner for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you notice the word I used, responsible gun owner.
Right.
If you have these guns in your house, don't buy a gun if you don't have a place to lock it up.
Man.
If you don't have, if you can afford to buy the gun, be able to afford to buy the lockbox.
Yeah.
Don't put guns up on shelves in closets as an only child who went all through the house and looking just to see what I could find for stuff. It's not going to help. Don't stick it under your mattress.
Yeah.
Don't stick it in the closet in a box. Kids get curious and they think things are toys.
Yeah.
I remember finding my uncle's shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a kid in the closet.
I found
a long long nose 22 rifle shotgun.
Yes,
I thought it looked just like my toy shotgun.
Sir.
So when we would play, I'd be like, "Here, you get the toy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get the heavy one."
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Now mind you, this thing was empty.
Yeah.
And probably didn't even work. But what I'm saying, you have to be responsible.
You do.
You can't.
You do.
You can't do it, man.
Let me tell you what Congress did.
Go ahead.
Congress, and this is important information, and
okay.
People, we need to learn to read and listen. Listen, Congress just passed a bill saying that vets, in spite of their mental struggles,
can get a gun.
Can own guns.
Yeah, they wipe that part away. Off of the background check. So if you put on there that you have a mental issue, you can still get a gun.
You can still get a gun.
If you're a vet.
Granted.
So I got PTSD.
Granted. Without a gun, they're crazy.
Anyway.
Because of what they experienced.
Right, and their training.
And they
probably still kill you with their bare hands.
Now with a gun.
Now
sounds so smart to me now.
Or when they hear firecrackers outside,
they gonna go out and try to join in.
They're shooting. Yeah.
Thinking they take them back to what? Man, listen here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, sooner or later, we're gonna have to walk around here with bulletproof vests as our clothing. 100 degrees outside.
No, you're right.
And we have a bulletproof vest.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm serious. I'm talking about, I'm going to have a bulletproof vest. Well, I can't say it's going to be a vest on me.
I knew it was coming.
That would be expensive. I probably need to get some aluminum foil and wrap around me. And y'all going to call me Iron Man.
I knew it was coming. I knew some kind of way. I knew some kind of way you was going to turn it into something else.
I'm just saying. I caught myself. Can y'all imagine me wearing a bulletproof vest that only come up to here? This way it going to come up.
So what you wearing is a bulletproof bib.
Yeah, look, wait. Sunday. Dana, Sunday. No.
I'm leaving.
No.
I'm leaving.
I got to tell this.
I'll be back on Monday.
No, bro, I got to tell this. So Sunday, I preached in my robe because I didn't want to change suits. And so I was looking in my office for a T-shirt to wear. And unfortunately, I only had one T-shirt, and it was a size large. So when I initially put the T-shirt on, I pretty much rolled it down. About time I
listen to you.
About time I finished singing the first song. That baby rolled all the way up. My belly button, which I don't have, got cold. I kind of cold at the bottom of my stomach. I'm talking about, listen, when I tell you, oh, see, Danielle was there. Hey, listen. So I called a meeting. I called a meeting after the church, right? After the church was over. And so you can tell now because we're close up that the shirt rolled up because it got that line all the way up here. Danielle going to say, Pastor, I think you need to go change. That shirt. Dude,
when is like my next scheduled off day for this show?
Bro, I had on a halter top. Tiny.
Need...
Could you imagine?
No, it was a tube top.
Man, no,
I need.
You called it right.
When is my next day
it
off?
Really, it from... really was a bib.
What is her name today? What name is she using in in the thing today? Wonder Woman. Excuse me. What is my next day off from this show?
Hey, God,
I refuse.
I ain't the only one that had on a small t-shirt before, and when you started moving around, it just started rolling up. Like, and then just the crazy part.
Uh huh.
When it got so high, and because I was sweating, it was hard to try to bring it back. So I had to maneuver in the back. Like, it's like I was stretching. Like I was doing the matrix trying to get the t-shirt off. Well, Sister McCurtis said.
I thank you. I'm going to read the email. She says they are proud men marching. She was talking about the reference to the men marching in on Men's Day, that they're proud marching in. That's what
Sister McCurtis, you're right.
Right, right.
One step.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'm at a loss. I don't even know what to say behind
I'm serious, man.
I can't.
Hey, Dana, I promise you.
I can't.
If you would have seen that.
I'm glad I didn't. Hey, no, I didn't need to see it.
Hey, I went in my office and looked in the mirror myself and started singing, I'm everyone. Hey, so I didn't tell you what I did. I took a statistics with preachers.
You took a
statistics.
A survey,
stats, whatever. A assessment. Questionnaire with preachers, pastors. So I had them all in a circle, and I asked them all this one question. How many of y'all danced to I'm Every Woman when nobody else was around?
He is not going to let this go.
I'm
not playing the song either.
I'm not
going to let this go.
I'm not.
I'm starting to ask questions.
I'm not.
I'm going to start to ask questions.
I'm
not asking questions.
What?
Yo. What did Prophet Cornelius Williams say? Switching and twitching. You start switching and twitching around here. We go, Tanya. What day is he actually supposed to be here? Mondays, right? Is that his real day? Is that the real day he's supposed to be here? Because, you know, we could just do something else on Friday. Because I can't.
No,
what's the real day? Help me. Please, somebody.
No, see,
are any of y'all out there listening? Are you available on Friday?
No, bro, listen. I'm telling you, I asked these guys, and this is what they all did. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Facebook Live, Ustream, radio, broadcast, Twitter, Instagram. This is what they did. Before they answered, out of their eye, they all started looking around to see who was going to say something first.
See what I'm saying?
And so I just bust them out. Man, y'all need to stop lying.
See what I'm saying?
Come on, be honest, man.
See what I'm saying?
And so they didn't do it. So what I did, I started playing the music. And they didn't move the upper body, but they all started patting their feet. And I knew once you pat your feet, you in the groove. You never in the groove until you pat your feet. That's the first movement of your body when you hear a song that you like. Because it starts, it's like a rhythm. You start in your feet, and then it start moving up. Start moving up. I put the wrong color on my client laughing at you, too. You don't need to.
You know,
we got a petition to mess up somebody's head.
See what I'm saying? Look, we do not take responsibility.
We do not.
Send that bill to First Bethel Church.
No, disclaimer.
746. Look, disclaimer. I actually remember the address. 746 East. What is that? I forgot the rest of it. Send it over to First Bethel Church.
You see how Jesus is climbing that ticket? You see how he
we
just worked on my behalf.
We are not for you messing up people's hairs or cutting off eyebrows.
Look what Cornelius Williams said. Prophet said, sounds like they need the book to me if they're dancing off.
So, see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Prophet, no, I ain't lying.
Yeah, Prophet. Yeah.
Switching going on.
Hey,
here.
Prophet, I can't lie to you. After I left here.
See?
I put that song back on.
See, you just keep,
I mean, it's just something about the beat to the song.
You don't have to keep telling people.
Hey,
that.
But I got a song that would blow you.
You don't have to keep telling
y'all
people.
Y'all seen the version off of Police Academy? The Blue Oyster. The Blue Oyster.
Why is the producer at for this show? Who is, as my mother would say, who are your parents? That's what my mama would say.
I think my dad did.
Right, your daddy probably on that line.
Willie Parks.
He probably done hung up. He probably said,
I seen Willie Parks, but it looked like he that was either my dad or my uncle.
They probably
just too embarrassed to say,
exactly.
I know
they're not going to claim you right now.
They claiming anonymous. I'm anonymous.
Yeah. You should be.
Do you know him?
No.
Is he part of your family?
No.
Would you stand for him?
No.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We're going to take a break. We got to. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. 5 ways to create passion with your worship team. 5 ways to create passion with your worship team. We're going to be right back, y'all. Yeah, you moment.
Y'all, want some,
y'all stay blessed. Hello. Bye, y'all.
You're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
You changed it up with a...
I was hoping he would just pass out. That's what I was waiting on.
I'm
tired. I was just waiting.
CPR.
I was waiting for you just to fall out. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, it would have been just like the circus. The show would have went on. I would have called 911 at 1:30. I'm just going to go and put that out there right now. I wasn't calling nobody. If he'd have passed it out here on this stage back here, I was going, y'all, one of y'all better had to call 911 from wherever you're at. Because I was just.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
What they got to do with it?
I don't know. I just thought it'd fit in. I just thought it'd fit in. We might have some Irish folks listening.
If they are, they confused right now.
I was doing my Irish dancing to shout music. I can't get a drum for that. I felt the spirit.
What spirit?
That's the spirit of acting the fool.
Oh God. Yeah. Any yeah.
It's hot in here.
You think?
I can't take off my clothes.
I can't. I just can't. And then our producer just silent. She ain't any other time she has something to say. She just silent. She ain't got nothing to say about nothing. Ain't that something? You just okay.
People.
Okay.
Keep hope alive.
Okay.
Keep it alive.
Okay. All right.
Keep it alive.
We have this great article. 5 ways to.
You know, I don't want to mess something up here. You got open door, open window, open wall. Like, anytime I normally touch something, it mess up. And then you look at me like, now, what did you just do? So I'm just going to look over here because I don't want to mess up anything over there.
There you go.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go. Right there.
There gotcha. Okay. Right.
There you go. Now you can, yeah.
I got it, y'all.
Okay. We have this article. My God, if we make it to this article. We got this wonderful article. It's entitled 5 Ways to Create Passion on Your Worship Team. Please join with us right now. If you haven't already, hit the share button. I don't know why you wouldn't have hit it already. And if you did, I apologize early on. But please hit the share button for what's about to go down now. If you missed the earlier part of the show, direct all your comments and concerns. Yeah, now you need some tissue, huh?
You don't give me some tissue.
Yeah, you might need some napkins because because that tissue might be a little.
Might need the where you at?
Right, where you
at? I need
the nurse.
Man, listen, might need the look. They was doing something.
Uh huh.
And she just walking up in front of them while they was talking on them. I'm just gonna give me a handkerchief towel.
Uh-huh.
And going to the back, bring some bottled waters. I love her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, that's the wrong time to walk. Man, I look so embarrassed. I said, oh shoot. And then if I were told her not to do it, well, I'm just trying to help you, Pastor.
Michelle said, literally asked me the question, why can't I make you stop? That's what she said. You can't make him stop. Danny says, why? These are your members, I believe, talking to you.
Why
are you? Yes. No.
Why?
No is the comment. Yeah, these are the comments from you. Yes. This is all. Yeah. Now he up here sweating like he in a sauna or something.
I feel like Keith.
I'm so serious. I will not be here on Monday. I ain't gonna be here Monday. I don't care what. I don't care who here. I don't care what. Somebody, Tanya, your job. This is your job. Find somebody to be here on Monday with Cornelius. What's your last? Parks. Find somebody to be in the studio with him. I ain't coming on Monday. I'm telling y'all now. I ain't coming. You laugh all day long. I ain't coming. The article says this, 5 ways to create passion on your worship team. 5 ways to create passion in your worship team. The writer says this, our responsibility as worship leaders is to facilitate a corporate worship experience. Our congregations look to us to show them how to connect with God during our times of singing together. They are literally following our lead. I've learned that the majority of people in the congregation will express about half the energy that those on the platform are showing. So how do you help your team lead better?
create authentic passion and engagement in worship on the stage. So today, he wants to share five ways that will help you do that. Before I go there, you've been a part, you've been to churches where you've seen praise teams up there. Praise teams are either in rare concert form, or they're just doing way too much, or they're just up there and they're really being really authentic, but then you see the congregation just sit there like an episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, because they're tired of entertainment.
Hmm. Okay.
Sadly, but this is true.
Mm-hmm.
The church have become a production.
Okay.
And since it's a production,
mm-hmm.
watch this. Normally, when you go to a show, opera,
mm-hmm.
concert,
mm-hmm.
you normally don't applaud until after they get through singing.
Okay.
So since we're presenting this production on stage,
mm-hmm.
the people don't start applauding until after they're done.
Okay.
There's no engagement.
Right.
There's no interaction
mm-hmm.
because they feel we're going to miss the show.
Okay.
And so because of the people who is projecting,
mm-hmm.
present themselves in a matter of entertainment, they're not being able to reach. And so now it has become a job versus a duty.
Wow. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's keep the conversation going. So look, we're going to give you guys real quick. This should be good. Real quick. Five ways to create passion on your worship team. Pastor, number one, please.
One, I'm still tired.
Good.
Release them to be free in worship.
Mm.
That's good. Do not underestimate the power of permission. Your words hold some weight. Consistently remind your team that it's okay for them to be physically expressive in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Release them to appropriately connect with their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I will often remind my team several times throughout a weekend in the final minutes, before we take the platform, this keeps it fresh in their minds.
Mm, that's good. So she's talking about the praise team itself.
Itself.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
John 4, they that worship
mm-hmm.
must worship in spirit
yeah.
and in truth.
Yeah,
that's what enables free
yeah.
worship.
I like that. What she says, it's let them know that it's okay for them. You don't have to just stand behind the microphone with your arms on your side and be afraid to move or be afraid to shout hallelujah in the middle of the song, even though you're supposed to be singing. It's
right.
okay to express yourself.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Key point right here.
Yeah.
Release them to appropriately connect with
yeah.
their emotions.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. That's good. That's real good.
With
right
their
there.
Emotions.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you gotta remind the people because whatever people normally see,
mm-hmm.
that's what they follow.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad you went there because that's what number two is. That's good.
Oh, wow.
That's good. That's
well,
good.
Well, let's go,
no, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Do number two. Again, we're talking about five ways to create passion on your worship team. Number two, go for it.
Model what you're looking for.
Mm.
Follow up your instructions with your example.
Mm.
As you lead the team, you have to be willing to do what you're asking them to do and more. Your team should be able to look to you for what's appropriate for the platform. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're walking the talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, often, I see worship leaders making the mistake
mm-hmm.
saying, y'all not ready. Oh, y'all don't want to praise God in here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't want to do this. Y'all don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time they saying, you're not doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's good.
You're beating me up.
Mm-hmm.
You're beating a dead horse, telling yeah. me to do something that you have not done yet.
Yeah.
Your focus as a worship leader is on us
mm-hmm.
when it should be on him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
our focus is on you guys to connect to him.
That's good.
And so as an usher of the Spirit, mm-hmm. as a guide of the Spirit,
my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name.
The Lord is a wonder. Bless his holy name.
His glory has lifted my head.
Just because he is worthy.
Praise him for what he's done.
And all he'll sing is through.
Yes.
Bless his
holy name.
Oh,
Because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it. Let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
Not sure what it was, but something happened on the other side. Something happened on the other side. Not sure what happened, but we were the radio side. We just going on in, and I, you know, not sure why I didn't see the message. That's very strange that I did not see your message. But we are back. We are back. But we're going to continue on with the show. We're going to keep it going. Number five. Let's hit it.
Encourage them along the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most important things you can do.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is self-conscious, apprehensive team. Your team should never feel like you are judging them, especially in a very personal area like this. Applaud effort you see and make sure that you balance your critiques with lots of love and encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that you're proud of them when they take steps in the right direction. Help your team understand the critical role they play in leading your congregation in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Show them the importance of their outside reflecting what's going on inside. In doing so, you will increase the engagement of your congregation in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Love and lead them well through this process and look out for some fantastic results. You know, I'm going to say, I got to bring this home to my church choir,
mm-hmm.
because I seen different steps,
mm-hmm.
of my church choir. At my church choir, when they first started off, you know, they wasn't great,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I responded to them like, you're the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I responded to them like, listen, you sound like the angelic choir,
mm-hmm.
in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And deep down inside, I knew they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to damper their spirits, because even the responding people, they looking for something totally different or better. But if they hear coming from the leader,
mm-hmm.
that they're appreciative for their efforts,
mm-hmm.
then it makes them want to keep coming, keep going, keep learning. And when you're degrading or when you're pushing them to the side,
mm-hmm.
then that embarrasses them, and then it makes them feel like what I'm doing is it does not matter to you.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things, I don't care who's coming to my church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where my church go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed of what I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might not sound like one of the greatest worship teams
right.
out here, choirs, mm-hmm. but I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, If we're out, they still got to come home with me.
Yeah.
When we're there at my church, when others leave, they still got to stay here with me.
Yeah.
So who, what better person to applaud them but me?
I like what he says. Applaud the effort you see.
Yeah.
Because he's not saying let's give him a pass.
That's right.
He's saying applaud the effort you see. Then he says make sure you balance your critiques with lots of love and encouragement. So, again, it's not saying, hey, yes, you know what? I appreciate the fact that you all show up every Sunday. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need to work on stage presentation.
Uh-huh.
Now we need to work on all of those things matter. Because if you keep, because you have some who just don't say anything and they just clap and you, and watch this. Sometimes silence goes like approval.
Uh-huh.
You being silent makes me think you approving of what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And you really don't.
Uh-huh.
But then you're talking about how bad we are over here.
I'm going to show you something.
Go ahead.
But you hit it good. Danielle, she's new and helping us out. She's not a member, but she's have come in and played a pivotal role with the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, honestly, it was amazing. It was different atmosphere.
Okay.
And so I noticed something last Sunday for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
She sang two songs with them.
Okay.
But then when they had to come back by themselves, it was different.
Okay.
And I noticed the energy level. It wasn't that the vocals was off. It was the energy.
Okay.
She brought more energy to them for the first two songs, but then the last song, they didn't feel as confident. And so I came, I said, you know, don't allow your energy to die. It's ways that we present it to people or to your choir, your praise team, to make them feel like, okay, he's hitting me, but he's not killing me.
Mm-hmm.
He's instructing me, but he's not totally disrespecting me. And so you got to let them know, listen, you guys sound good. Like one of my biggest things is music. And so I said, man, you guys sound good. Have you noticed how good you sound when we got music? I said, man, we got to do something about this overall. Because truth of the matter, when you don't have great singers, you don't have the top-notch singers. And I told them this. Music plays a major part in their sound. And so now they see that we are at the point of really being a choir.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to see we really do need music. So now it's going to push them to work hard at keeping a stable musician because they love it. The energy level, I seen the mothers dancing and they were singing. I said, man, to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just as happy as being the father of the house, looking at my spiritual kids, having fun in the Lord, singing the same songs, but with different energy. And I'm not even going to say different anointing, different energy.
Wow.
Seriously.
That's good. I love this part because you have to, the encouragement piece is so necessary. And when you see them do something greater than normal, you have to build on that.
Yeah.
You have to build and say, man, now what was your mindset when we were doing this? Because that was really good. And how did we get there and build from that level?
There you go.
How do we build from that level? This is what the writer closes out. He says this. He says, help your team understand the critical role they play in leading the congregation in worship. Show them the importance of their outside, reflecting what's going on the inside. In doing so, you will increase the engagement of your congregations in worship. Love and lead them well through this process and look out for some fantastic results. That's good.
Yeah, you want to measure through, and your measurement is not how many members joining.
Mm-hmm.
You want to measure and how we were when we first started to where we at now.
Right.
And if you see growth, you know, applaud that. Applaud that.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's amazing. All right, y'all. So look, we had a great show. We had a great show, y'all. It was good. We apologize for the technical difficulties on the radio side. Pastor Parks, pray us out, man.
Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, and we honor you for all you've done. God, we pray that your spirit dwell and continue to move. God, we thank you for another successful week, even with our listeners. God, we pray that both of our ministries have big events this weekend. We pray that you bless our banquet. And then we pray that you bless the men's day here at Kingdom. We pray that you allow your spirit to just be manifested, God. We love you and we honor you, God. Give us a gospel explosion this coming Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, this has been wonderful. We had a good time. Y'all have a good weekend, man. And look here, just keep your head on the swivel if you got to drive throughout
Anybody
the city of Chicago. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO, we are out.